Hello, hello, hello. This is Glenn. It is him. There's the way that I'll never start a podcast again, right there. What you just witnessed as history is something that will never happen again. And it will go down in history as a podcast introduction that you're trying to forget. What's going on? I know that I just put out something a couple days ago, but I thought that I would hit you up on 9/11. And I'm not going to go into 9/11 memories because, you know, everybody's like reminiscing and talking about where were you. But that's just not my kind of podcast. That is not the vibe. I don't want like a 9/11-y vibe. Not that you shouldn't pay your respects and that you shouldn't remember that day, because you totally should. But hopefully, the goal is that I can bring a little humor into your life today. Which I'm not really sure about, because lately I've noticed that a lot of things that I find to be hilariously funny, other people really don't get. And then sometimes I'll see stuff that's kind of hacky and that I don't think is that funny, and people seem to eat it up. So I guess it's just different strokes, you know what I mean? So, like, I did something, and I do a lot of stuff, like I record stuff into my phone, and I'll sometimes put notes into my phone of things that I think about that I want to do on the podcast, and a lot of that stuff never sees the light of day, especially like the audio. If I do like a voice memo, you know how you can do a voice memo on your phone, and I'll do that like if I'm driving a lot of times and I can't type, I'll do like a voice memo where I'll say, you know, this is funny to me, you should talk about this, and a lot of that stuff I don't even use. And a lot of that stuff is just stuff that I'll look back at and be like, well, that's kind of crazy, you know? And people might fail to see the humor in that, Glenn. And, but today, you know, today being what it is, I thought that I would share, something that I did today. And I think that it's funny. I do. I think that it's funny because I was thinking about how somebody with no arms would drive a car, you know, and I was thinking, well, they would get probably sick a lot, you know, they would probably get sick a lot because they're driving with their mouth and they're opening stuff with their mouth and they're, you know, pushing doorbells with their tongue. And like, you think, I'm not saying that, it's just the way that I think, you know. I'm not trying to put anybody down or make anybody feel bad about themselves. But I think that a lot of times people get offended really easily, you know. And there's not a lot of topics, especially when it comes to jokes, that are off limits to me, because I know that I don't have to. If something was to be really offensive to me, I know that no one's, you know, putting a gun to my head making me hear it. You know what I mean? So maybe if you get offended easily, you shouldn't listen to this recording, because I just did this kind of to make myself laugh. And it's a Southern woman with no arms who has smoked a lot of cigarettes in her life. And I just kind of made it up as I went. And when I listened back to it, I said this one thing. I said something about opening a doorknob with my mouth. Or have you ever opened a doorknob with your mouth? And that just made me smile. And hopefully, me sharing this with you, if I had any sort of, not self-respect, that's not what I'm going to say, awareness, or like a filter, I wouldn't put this out. But I hope that it can make you smile, and I'm just going to play it now before we go into the podcast.
My name's Becca Sue Peter Powder. I'm chain smoking. I ain't got no arms, but I have legs, but I ain't got no arms. I'm from North Carolina. Sometimes I smoke my cigarettes. I light them over the gas stove. Because I can't work a lighter on count. I ain't got no arms. Sometimes I drive my car to McDonald's and get a soft serve ice cream cone, and by the time I get there, my mouth's overtired from driving. I drive with my mouth, so I just want a soft food when I get to McDonald's, Charlotte, North Carolina. You ever open the doorknob with your mouth? Well, by the time I pull up the driveway, I say, get my ice cream coat. I pull up. I was going to smoke a vaporizer, but I can't smoke a vaporizer on account they blowed up in your face. I got a face I don't want really blowed up, but I pull up and they see me. My brassiere is itching. I was the same brassiere I wear all every day. And it'll be itching. I can't itch because I ain't got on account. I ain't got no arms. I get them bent down. They open the window at the Charlotte, North Carolina McDonald's. They make it ain't bad. That car, it's just an empty car running on the count. I'm down trying to tongue my seatbelt button on the count. I ain't got no arms. I push a button with a tongue. So I pop up and I say, I beg a sweet bit of pan. I get my ice cream. So I go out the window. I get it with my mouth and they just stand there stunned.
So there you go. Love it or not, you know, that's who I am, I guess. I suppose I do stuff like that all the time to just make myself laugh. You know, like I'll be the person that is trying to make another person laugh, but that other person just happens to be myself. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know. But anyway, let me tell you about something that I observed a couple weeks ago. And I really never thought about it. And when I did, I discovered a kind of person that gets on my nerves. And that kind of person is, and maybe I was having a bad day. I think that around the time that I was going to the doctor a lot and kind of in a weird mental space, because that's not my typical, you know, how I roll. I'm usually like really productive. And I noticed I saw a coexist sticker, right? You know, those stickers you see on people's car and it says coexist. And I think it has like a Jewish star and it has like a moon and maybe a cross and maybe some kind of pentagram, or I don't know what all it has on it. But pretty much the point of the coexist sticker is we can all get along, man. I just get along with everybody. I'm cool with everybody. And that's fine and good. Like, and I'm not knocking that concept when I say that. What I'm saying are people that have that sticker are idiots. Because they're just like, well, I want everyone to know that I don't hate someone. And that's great if you don't, but I just don't see the point of advertising that. You know what I mean? Why can't you just be a good person? You know, why can't you just be a good person to people? Why do you have to get a stupid bumper sticker? And maybe that's kind of, I don't know, maybe that's kind of negative and I shouldn't let that kind of stuff bother me. And it really doesn't bother me and it hasn't bothered me my whole life, you know, until I really thought about it and thought about like the thought process that goes into buying certain bumper stickers. You know what I mean? Like some stuff, like that's, you're just making a statement, like congratulations on being a decent person. You know, and I don't think that that a lot of bumper stickers, like you're saying, vote for this person, or I want to vote for this person, because I don't think anybody's driving to the polls and they're like, who should I vote for? And then you see a bumper sticker and you're like, oh, I'll vote for that guy. I don't think that ever happens. And so bumper stickers that make me laugh, I like. I don't like the stick family ones. Those are kind of dumb, because you're kind of giving private information out to a lot of strangers, you know. And but the coexist sticker, like, don't do that. If you've ever thought about doing that, you shouldn't do that. You know, and if you have one, you should peel it off because it is stupid. Man, where's the positive, Glenn? What happened to him? I don't know what happened to him. It's not even, I'm halfway through the work week. That's what happened to the positive, Glenn. It's not a weekend podcast. It's a midweek podcast. So you get what you get, and you don't pitch a fit. Something else that I actually said something on Twitter about this. Is something, I'm going to get all this negativity out of me, hopefully today. But sometimes negativity is funny, you know what I mean? But when you go to a drive-thru, I went to this drive-thru because I wanted to eat some garbage, I guess. And so I was at this drive-thru, and this has happened to me a lot lately. I was getting handed my drink by the person, and I think I got a Coke or a sweet tea, and they hand it to me, and it's dripping on the outside, and I'm like, I just look at the person, they look at me, and we just have, like, you know, she's like, you're supposed to take this, and I'm just like, golly. And sometimes I'll ask for napkins, I'll hold it out of my car if it's really bad, and say, can I get some napkins, and I'll wipe it off, you know, in front of them, and which I guess is kind of being a jerk, but it's kind of a jerk move to hand me that, you know, in the first place, because if I put in my cup holder, I guess I should be grateful. I'm sorry, I'm still getting over a cold. I guess if I put in my cup holder, it would get my cup holder sticky, and then I could be like, well, I'm really grateful that I have hands, you know, so I can clean this out. I can clean this out of my car with my hands. I think that's kind of where the Becky Sue or whatever her name was birthed in my mind, was thinking about that. Maybe. But I guess that I could be grateful for my hands when they do that. But, I mean, it's happened a couple. I was at Arby's maybe a year ago or so. And it was late at night, and the person at the drive-thru, I asked for some sauce, and they handed me some sauce, and it was all, like, one of them was busted, and they were all stuck together, and she just looked at me and handed me, and then she was like, that's all we have. Do you want me to go get some other? And I was just like, don't put yourself out, you know? I wouldn't want you to put yourself out. But I think it's really those machines they have, because in a lot of fast food places, I've noticed that they have the cups in, like, a conveyor belt type thing. And they just go around and they'll fill up. They push a button and they'll fill up by themselves. Or they'll lean them against the drink dispenser and they'll just kind of fill up. And stop when they're, you know, overflowing. I think that that's why it's becoming a problem. But I don't know. It's one of my favorite things. It's one of my favorite things that I've observed lately is, you know, getting a cup from a fast food place. Maybe I should just stop eating fast food, and that would be problem solved. You know, you're like, duh, Glenn. But I can't do that right now because I'm not eating a lot and I'm happily single right now, so I don't have to really care about a lot, you know, as far as being in shape. But Yeah, so that's been going on lately. Something that has made me really happy lately, really happy, is I have a new favorite app. And I talked about it a little bit on my last podcast, and I read you some whispers. And if you didn't hear my last podcast, I talked about this new app. Well, it might not be new. I actually don't know how old it is. But it has... It's just changed my life, because I wanted an app where people's innermost struggles and where you could post the bad stuff in your life, right? And so I discovered, somebody told me about this app called Whisper, and I enjoy Whisper so much. I enjoy it so much. And on my last podcast, I had saved some whispers where people just say their thoughts, you know? And I'd save some, and I have some saved today, but I thought that what I would do today is I would just get on here and I would just read some whispers and like just talk about them a little bit maybe, because that was a lot of fun for me on the last podcast. So, due to my lack of creativity in the last few days, I'm going to give you guys some more whispers, because that's just what I do. All right, let's see here. And these are spur of the moments. I never want this podcast to feel really scripted, because if I have a topic, I just kind of ramble about it. So I was like, well, I have some whispers saved, but I'll just go in and read some whispers and say the words that I think of. So, let's see, what do we have here? Dumbest thing you did as a kid. I tasted a yellow crayon because I thought it would be lemon flavored. Well, if that's the dumbest thing that you did as a kid, you were a pretty good kid, because that doesn't sound too awful bad. I'm not going to say the worst thing I did as a kid. All right, let's see. Let's see. Got a date, tickets, then got stood up. I'm done dating, done talking with fake people. Okay. That's nice. It took me 10 years to figure out I'm just a beard for my husband. Now we are rarely intimate. What does that mean? It took me 10 years to figure out I'm just a beard for my husband. Now we are rarely intimate. I gotta look up what that means. What does that mean? Let's see. What does it mean for a woman to be a beard? Let's see what this means. Let's all learn things. Let's see. Beard. You're most likely to see a beard on an adult man, although some women grow enough facial hair to sport a beard too. Some animals, like goats, let's see, blah, 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 blah. Maybe this is it. Beard, Urban Dictionary. That is probably what I need to read. Any opposite sex escort taken to an event in an effort to give a homosexual person the appearance of being heterosexual. Oh, okay. I get it. Well, if you're just a beard for your husband to hide the fact that he's gay and you're rarely intimate, that means sometimes you are intimate, so I don't know. Does he know that you know? You say you figured it out. I wonder if he knows that she knows. Maybe she just let herself go and her teeth fell out and she's just looks all crazy looking now. Maybe she got like one of those piercings like between her eyes. I know a guy one time that got a piercing between his eyes. You know those piercings like the metalheads would get? Or maybe they still get like the spikes. They get the spikes and I don't know, like at the top of your nose, you keep going up to where it's like between your eyes, they get the spikes through there. I knew a guy that got that and it was crooked one time. Maybe she got that and some of her teeth fell out and she's just like,
oh, I knew it. He must be a gay man if he don't want all this.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's move on before I offend somebody. Let's see. I'm kind of scared to just read these out loud, you know? Let's see. You know a relationship is failing when the couple start posting their love for each other on social media. I don't think that's true. That's just somebody's dumb thought. Let's see. I brushed my teeth and got into bed only to remember the piece of chocolate I stashed away. FML. What's FML mean? Let me rip. Man, I don't know what the cool kids are. Let's see. This podcast has just turned into me Googling stuff. Isn't that thrilling? What's FML mean? Let's see. F my life. Okay, so there's just because you brush your teeth and... Okay, that's great. That's nice. Alright. I wet my bed. God, I'm a grown-up and I wet my bed. How embarrassing is that? Well, I guess it's not too embarrassing if you put it onto the internet. I mean, if I do something extremely embarrassing and if I'm really embarrassed about it, I'm not going to post about it on social media. Do you know? Not. But to each their own, and I'm thankful that they did. Let's see. I'm glad I work with a bunch of morons. It justifies my strength. Well, that's kind of an arrogant statement. But, whatever gets you through the day. My doctor just told me I have chlamydia. I'm having a panic attack. Yet another important piece of information that you should immediately put onto the internet. Let's see. Men do not like smart women. Do you believe that? No, I don't. As a straight male, I care way too much about skincare and hygiene. Oh my good gracious. People are just awesome. Don't you think? People are awesome. Do you know what I read? Oh, before I forget, let me tell you this. I read about, because I had that Alanis Morissette. Do you remember Alanis Morissette? She had that song, Isn't It Ironic? Don't you think? I was like, man, what even happened to Alanis Morissette? So I looked up Alanis Morissette, and she married this guy, right? And he's like a white rapper. Alanis Morissette. She married this guy, and his name's like Soul Eye. Where are you? Let's see. Spouse. Yeah, she's married to this dude named Soul Eye. You should look him up. And oh my goodness, have mercy. Just look up Soul Eye and listen to some music. You might hate me, but I just wouldn't want you to have to listen to it like I did. I'm sorry, I'm fighting a cough still, folks. I'm drinking a lot of water as I podcast. Because I don't think I have a cough drop. Do I even have a cough drop? I don't even have a cough drop, man. All right, let me read a couple more whispers and then I'll let you go for the rest of your week. And I promise I won't bother you anymore until next week. All right, here's a few more for you. People, dear people who don't wash their hands after using the bathroom, go home and douse yourself in alcohol and set yourself aflame and know that I hate you. That is probably... a germaphobe probably wrote that. My wife of 6 years just told me I wasn't her first. Feel like I've lived my marriage a lie. Oh, come on. Get over yourself, man. Okay. Here's one. Yes, the ring matters. No, I will not sign a prenuptial. Marriage is not just a piece of paper. No, I'm not an idiot. Yes. Yes, I'm married. Well, if you're married, then you are an idiot because you're saying you won't sign a prenuptial. A prenuptial is before you're married, and you would know that if you weren't a stupid idiot. So that's like somebody doing something that's really stupid and then telling you that they're not stupid is what this whole post was. So that's where I saw the humor in that.
No, I will not sign a prenuptial. No, I'm not an idiot. Yes, I'm married.
Okay. Here's the last one I'll do. Here is the last whisper of the week that I'll give to you. You should totally just download this app. I'm telling you. Don't download and then quit listening to my podcast because you're like, man, I got the Whisper app. I don't even need you anymore, Glenn. Thanks, stuff. Yes, you do. You need me in your life. All right, here's the last one. One of my friends just got diagnosed with herpes, and now they're all blaming me because I put makeup on him. But I only used brand new brushes and makeup. Now that is hilarious. Because you're like admitting to everybody that you have herpes now. And it says at the top, like it has your handle or whatever, like the handle that you use on here. So it's like, I have herpes, everyone. And I gave my herpes to someone else. All right. So those are the whispers of the week. That might seem little and it might seem kind of dumb. But those things make my day, man. When I read those are like my new favorite. And they're kind of in meme form. And they just make me smile. I scroll through them and I guarantee you will like that app if you check it out. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. I'm not really sorry that it was negative. I was about to say, you know, I'm sorry that today's podcast was kind of negative, but I'm really not. So it would be insincere if I said that. And I never want to be dishonest with you. So thank you for listening and for doing this thing with me every week. I surely do appreciate it. If you want to hear me talk about anything, my email, I could say it right now, but it's in the notes to the podcast. If you want to hit me up, you can find that information in the podcast notes. But I hope that you guys have a great week and you gals, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace out.